I'm impressed that this room is relatively full for language talks. Thank you so much for coming. I want to talk about lexicographical data in Wikidata and how we can make lexicographical data accessible for everyone. How many of you have heard of Wikidata? Awesome. That's considerably more than I expected. Cool. For those of you who have not heard of it, Wikidata is Wikimedia's knowledge base. It's a knowledge base that collects general purpose data about the world, like what's the capital of Belgium, how many inhabitants are there in Brussels, who won the latest Oscars, things like that. In general, you can think of it like the stuff that's in Wikipedia info boxes. When you look at articles, the little fact sheet at the top, that kind of data. About 7.5, 8 years ago, we decided to centralize this data in one place. Because before that, every Wikipedia language version did their own thing, and it was very repetitive and kind of wasted effort. And especially the small language Wikipedias couldn't benefit from all the work that's been done in the big ones and the other way around. So Wikidata changed that by centralizing general purpose data in one place and making it accessible to all the Wikimedia projects. Today, there's about 12,500 people who make at least 5 edits on Wikidata a month and maintain this data. We describe around 75 million concepts, things in the world. So that's quite a lot of data. And now, how does this look like? When you look at an entry in Wikidata, you will find something like this. Here about Margaret Hamilton, you will find her name and the description and aliases in different languages. You will find all the Wikipedia articles that have been written about her, and then you will find statements like she was a human. All of this is accessible for you as a human to view, but also for machines to work with. If you scroll a bit further on these pages, you will find more statements like that she was a developer on the Apollo space program. And if you scroll down even further, you will find identifiers that link you to all kinds of other places in the web, like library catalogs, museum databases, all these kind of stuff. And we have collected this data to help make Wikipedia better. And now this data is not just used to make Wikipedia better, but also to power, for example, quick answers when you type a question into your search engine, or if you look something up in your library catalog, or if you ask a fact question to your personal digital assistant, to name just a few. This data is about concepts, about things in the world. And at some point, we decided that that is only half of the equation, and included lexicographical data as well, so data about words. Now, you might ask why. And there's two big reasons. One is that more and more of our life depends on technology. That's no news for anyone here, I would hope. And a lot of that technology, on the other hand, depends on data and more data. And at Wikimedia, we really believe that this data should be in the hands of all of us and should be changeable, augmentable by all of us. So that we all have an influence on the technology that basically has a huge influence on all our lives. And as I was saying earlier, the initial data we started with in Wikidata was only half of the equation, because to power technology, you don't just need this fact-based kind of data, but you also need to understand language. And this is basically what that is about. And the second reason was that Wikimedia has a project that collects data about words, but it is not really machine readable. It is not inherently built to be used by, for example, with a nice API, for example. There are efforts to scrape Wiktionary, for example, and make it accessible via APIs and other forms, but all of them are very work intensive and they most of the time only work for one language and so on. So we decided to do something about this and bring data about words to Wikidata in a similar way as we have brought data about concepts. So what does this look like? This, for example, is the entry on Wikidata right now for the Lexeme Luftballon, a German noun Luftballon. And you can see, if I find my pointer,